Wiebke Kruse was a farmer's daughter from Baal near Bad Bramstedt. In 1625, when Wiebke Kruse was around 15 years old and busy washing laundry here at the Osterauffurt, the Danish king Christian IV passed by and had an eye on her, believably most benevolently. At least that is how the regional legend goes, which is based on the historical novel written by Johanna Mestoff. Until 1628, Wiebke Kruse was in the service of Christian IV's second wife, Kirsten Munk. After Kirsten Munk's banishment for adultery, Wiebke Kruse was the king's mistress from 1629 until she died in 1648, only a few months after the king. Her son was born in 1630 and her daughter in 1633. Even today, her descendants live in this area. The gatehouse is the only remaining part of Gut Bramstedt, a present from the king to Wiebke Kruse in 1633. Nowadays, the gatehouse is referred to as castle. In addition to that, she was given the jointress of the royal mill. That meant that even though she possessed the mill and was allowed to use it, she was denied to either sell or land it. The sculpture was created by the ornamental blacksmith Alfred Schmidt, who lived in Trappenkamp in 1994. Schmidt's intention was to capture the moment and sight King Christian was exposed to during his visit in 1625. This sculpture is a present of Bad Bramstedt's Association of Citizens and Tourism and is meant to keep up the memory of the historical character of Wiebke Kruse and the amazing rise of a non-noble woman in times of the Thirty Years' War.